You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1587. Today, we go down the flying pest control rabbit hole and learn about integrated pest management programs. Well, I am so happy to welcome to the show Andrea Bolduc. She is the regional sales manager for Starbar Products. And you say, who, what? Starbar Products. You've seen them in your local farm supply store. That's the stuff you get when it's fly season. And currently, as we record this program, it's fly season in a big, big way. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
Today, we're going to talk about something that, honestly, after an entire lifetime in the horse business, I've never heard of. Integrated Pest Management Program, an IPM. What is an IPM and why should we care?
Great question. So we talk a lot about IPM programs, integrated pest management programs. And we talk about this quite a bit because we have a couple different sides of our business. So we have a livestock feed additive side, and then we have the Starbar side, the farm and ranch products. So our feed additive side of the business has Clarify larvicide, which we'll talk about in the future. But Clarify larvicide being an IGR, an insect growth regulator, so the animal ingests it, it passes through and stays in the manure, and it eliminates that fly population. They never hatch. They never become an insect. So they never get past the larval stage. And again, we'll get into that in the future. So that is a great option and really reduces the fly population. However, you will get incidental flies that come in from other farms or hatch out of other, maybe untreated manure. So you really need an integrated pest management program to have the best fly control on your operation that you can get. So it's kind of like all the pieces to the puzzle, right? So you have the Clarify larvicide, and then you have our baits, our attractant traps, and our sticky traps. So it's all one big program to keep the flies at bay.
So these are things that I'm learning late in my life. Mm-hmm. Not all flies that pester our horses and make them stomp their shoes off and scratch their tummies and swat their tails when we're trying to clean their hind feet. Not all of those flies hatch out of horse manure. So if you're only using Clarify, which keeps the flies from hatching in the manure, flies that don't hatch out of there will not be eradicated or reduced, will they?
Correct. And there's certain species of flies that are very strong flyers that will travel a fair distance to find their host animal. So again, you know, being in Ocala, let's say you have farms that are fairly close together, and while you treat your manure on your place, maybe your neighbor doesn't. And so they have a raging fly problem next door. So they have flies that will come to your place, and it's an all around management program for fly control.
So when you are using an integrated pest management program where you're using the Clarify product, where you're keeping the baby flies from hatching,
sure,
and you're using baits to kill the active adult flies, and you're mm-hmm. using traps to kill the flies flying all about, is that something that you start before fly season starts, or do you usually start after the flies are out? When should I start planning my program? How's that?
So our standard for Clarify, whether it's in, we have a huge cattle business, is 30 days before the last frost and 30 days after the first frost. So you kind of just 30 days outside of whenever your frost is going to hit. And on our website, there's a map showing, you know, kind of the guidelines of when to start and when to stop the Clarify use. For me, being in the north, I usually start feeding the Clarify feed through to my horses in April. However, we got snow last week, so you never know in New England. But usually like April to October-ish is when I feed it.
So let's say you have 3 horses and your next door neighbor across the street has half a dozen llamas and somebody behind you has a couple of cows and 2 goats that keep getting out and getting into your feed room. does your integrated pest management program vary a great deal depending upon which sorts of livestock you and your neighbors have, or is it or not?
It can. However, if your neighbors are open to feeding Clarifly or top dress, that would be fantastic also, because one of the cool things about our Clarifly top dress, and I recommend this so highly for any 4-H kids, because they usually have a goat and a pig and a cow and maybe even a horse. Our Clarifly top dress is one of the only, it is the only product on the market that has the multi-species label to it. So it does cattle, horses, pigs, sheep, and goats. So the top dress, the feed through, can be used on all of those species. But whether or not your neighbor next door wants to feed their critters Clarifly top dress, you can always, whatever flies they have on their livestock and their animals, all of those nuisance insects will be caught in one way or another on our Starbar products. So our baits, our traps, and our sticky traps.
There we go. And there's one final ingredient to this whole integrated pest management program, and that is sanitation. That plays a part in how effective all of these products can be, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So sanitation is more important than a lot of folks think. So the way that you know, who wants to mow and weed whack all the time? But it is so important because that's where flies will go to rest. And if you eliminate places to harbor these insects, then they really have nowhere else to go but to your traps or to your baits and so forth. So it's very important to maintain, a tidy place. If there's tires laying around full of water that are just a breeding ground for mosquitoes, you're probably going to dump out those tires so that you don't have mosquitoes all around your place. So it's kind of the same idea.
So for folks who want to learn more about creating a effective and cost-effective integrated pest management program, where can they go online to find out more?
So we have a ton of information on starbarproducts.com. All of FAQs, a ton of great videos, educational videos on there. And you can also go to centralflycontrol.com for anything Clarifly. It'll tell you all about it there. It's both websites are wonderful. Just so much information, download brochures. There's all kinds of stuff on there.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Andrea.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.